Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Oi, the boys and girls on Footy Prime on occasion are known to use vulgarities and frankly appalling language. And sometimes the tales can get quite adult in nature. So keep the volume down if there are kiddies around. And thank you for listening.
Oh, let's go!
Booty, booty.
It's time to get this party started.
Booty, booty.
It's time to get this party started. You know that we are the number one show. So grab your fucking mates and now it's time to go. Cause it's the
booty, booty.
It's time to get this party started. It's the
booty, booty.
It's time to get this party started. With Danny, Jimmy, Gregor, Andy, Jim, and JC. All we know and all we talk about is
booty.
It's time to get this party started tonight.
You're listening to Footy Prime News and Dubs, your one-stop destination for footy news and dubs. Yeah, that's Amy Walsh. Footy Prime, your almost daily footy fix.
Rudy Craig.
Charms, Craig is the white thing on the couch. And he told me he hasn't slept well in a long time. And I went downstairs to wake him up, and I couldn't wake him up. I felt too guilty to wake him up.
Can you please feel his face and tell me if it's cold or warm?
No, no. It's a little
blue
green.
Or is he's he little, white?
Yeah, is he breathing?
But that's normal for Forrest.
So he can hear us now, though. I'm your boogeyman. Boogeyman.
Forrest, wake up.
Craig. Craig.
That's where he is.
Look up here.
Max, this is your Forza.
Actually makes me think of a story. On the national team, there was Nikki Wright and Andrea Neal. And Nikki was a cynic and she was sarcastic. We got along really well. And Andy and I got along really well as well. But she was very much the positive energy. Don't shake your head, Wonger. We did. And they lived together for a while. And there was a big tree outside both of their bedrooms, the back of the house. And every morning there was this bird and it would wake Nikki up. She's like, I'm so fucking tired of this bird waking me up every morning. He's saying, wake up, ha ha, mocking me. And Andy's like, no, Nikki, the bird's not saying that. He's saying, wake up, hi there. And it was just like two opposing views of the world and the same goddamn bird waking them up. And she's like, no, he's just saying hello. He's saying, wake up, welcome.
And who is the positive one?
Andrea Neal.
She's a dink.
No, she's lovely.
So Craig might join us at some point during the podcast. Let's keep that up, though, that window up. For those that are listening and not seeing these clips, because these clips will be on YouTube, trust me. They'll be on the site. there's a window, and it's in Wonga's basement.
My living room.
Your living room, sorry. And in the background is a couch
that bad.
With a lump on it.
It's not saying much for your decor, Wonger, when he's saying that the living room looks like your basement.
I can't really see it, honestly. Honestly, it's from where I'm sitting there with the light. I can't really see it. But Craig Forrest, Canadian Hall of Famer, is asleep on the couch. And that's why Craig didn't respond to my text this morning about, please give me a bet for 30 picks, courtesy Tony Bet, please. He hasn't. So I've given him Ipswich.
Good bet.
Craig might rise. Should we place a
community bet on, or a group bet on, when Forrest is going to wake up?
Well, we have to do it together. We have to create the market. We need to call Tony Bet to create the market on a real level. So we can do it, the six of us or the five of us.
I would say he will arise by the 27 minute mark. That's the over under. Oh, 27 minutes.
Okay.
Will he scratch his one ball? That's
I'll say under. I'm gonna say under. He's gonna scratch it under.
Is his one ball potentially trapped between his thighs right now?
The over under is two. Yes. It's definitely going under.
And the heat is kind of turning it into a hard-boiled egg.
Gross.
I'm gonna put a side bet on flatulence.
Oh, that is a strong shout.
Well, let's hope that's how Craig wakes up, and it isn't some other way, because I don't know how Craig wakes up. But
do we know if he's clothed? Is he wearing clothing?
That's
that could be another bet.
It could be.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I never delved that deep into our sleepovers. Is he wearing clothing? Yeah, when I fall under.
You should know this.
Yes.
Wonga, can you go down to your living room and put his hand in a warm bowl of water?
I was waiting for I'm just gonna give him a cup of my package. I thought that's where you're going.
No, I wasn't going there. No, don't teabag him.
Unless I don't think he's looking for sausage this morning.
Andrea Neal saying, "Oh, listen to that! All
hi
positive.
There.
Hi there. That's my friend's bag. Wake up."
Well, listen, it's a real special day today, actually, especially for one, well, actually for all of us, but for one person in particular, in Amy Walsh, and that is because today is the NHL trade deadline.
Yeah, that's right.
Isn't it, Dubs?
Big day, huge
big day.
Big
day for JP, I'm sure, right?
Yeah, lots happening before 3 p.m. today.
Yeah, very exciting. Can't wait for that.
Yeah.
It's also the International Women's Day. Did you hear about this?
Right, I did, yeah.
Congratulations for being a woman.
That's not it.
No.
That's what you're looking for.
An international woman. It's not just a woman. International. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
International
means,
woman
it
of mystery.
Just means I'm well-traveled.
Yeah,
like you have the to be village
a to have that title, do you?
Village bicycle,
the town bike.
No, congrats and all that. I mean, I'm very happy that you're with us.
That's the best that you could fucking do.
What is the correct response? I mean, like we
acknowledge
women.
It.
We need women on this show. You know, you've added so much to this show, and you've brought women and their ears to our show as well, who weren't here before you.
Okay.
Right. So from our standpoint, women are consumers, right?
Wonga? You've lost
They're
women.
Really important.
You've lost women who were listening to our show before too.
I mean, listen, there's basically three divorcees on the show as well.
Yeah.
Oh, it's Jimmy.
What, we're thinking about those women? Is that what you're trying to do? What the fuck is happening?
Actually, you actually posted a really great tweet this morning. Now, you also piggybacked your podcast yesterday.
I know. I was kind of like pushing the podcast.
Yeah.
Felt a little bit dirty, but it still felt right.
Yeah. It was well said, though. I forget what you said now, actually. But at the time, I responded with a like. So it was well said.
Yes. You've been conditioned to do so, or else you get yelled at me in the dark web.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I think it's fitting that you, on the broadcast yesterday, you were very angry women. And rightly so, given the situation with Canada, USA, right? Why are you shaking your head? You were.
You didn't start off very strongly. Then we got to a place where I was going to say, I'm so pleased and privileged to have a platform to talk about women's soccer. Not everybody has the opportunity, the visibility, the chance to do that. And we still have a lot of work to do. And now you just call this angry women. And actually, I screenshotted one guy because most of the responses, men or women, people agree. And it has happened in a men's game. It absolutely has, where men have been put in situation where there's no safeguarding. No one's had any agency to protect the players. It happens across the game, not just to the women's game. But the other night, it was a giant fuck you to women's football. It really was. It should have been this incredible theater, two great rivals pushing each other to the limit, and it wasn't football. It just wasn't that at all. And then so overwhelmingly, people agreed with the little promo clip that I chose. And then one guy wrote, complainers.
I know. Yeah. Jesus.
There's always one,
right? Or two, or a thousand.
Yeah. It was great, though. He's not celebrating international.
No, he's just having the piss, because I have to tell you, I laughed a lot when you sent it to us. I was like,
yeah, so did I. That's why I sent it to you.
It was such a great, it was the timing of it. And if all other things, whether it's International Women's Day or Black History Month, we always take the piss. And that guy or that woman took the piss. It made me laugh. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, I think amongst our many, many listeners and followers, we've got a fair good number of misogynists as well. And they too are potential consumers. So everyone's welcome on this platform.
It's true.
No matter who you are.
We will not cater to you, but we acknowledge you.
Yes. We've got a great email, actually, which is actually because I thought, you know, because, you know, Dubs is our token woman. What you got there?
Irish Heritage. What
about this?
Irish heritage.
Is it this month?
This month.
St. Paddy's Day.
St. Paddy's Day. So greedy. No.
Yeah. Irish don't need a month. Everyone loves the Irish.
Yes, they do. I think a lot of people don't realize the history of the Irish.
There may have been some
longer than a month.
One time or another, perhaps.
So to all the Irish people out there, enjoy this month.
So Jimmy's stealing the thunder from International Women's Day by throwing his Irish heritage on this show.
We have a month, and that's for Irish women and men.
What do you guys do on Irish Heritage Month? Fight and drink? Is that what you do?
It's sponsored by Guinness.
We've done an awful lot more.
Procreate and drink.
That's what we're trying to get rid of. That's very racist. We're not happy with people talking like that.
I did a shoot last weekend.
We contributed a lot more to society than a drink and a fight.
Potatoes. Well,
let me finish my what I'm trying to say.
You know, everybody just has a laugh at that. If it was anybody else, any other culture, Bill would be devastated. It's not fair.
Other culture. Every other culture is treated shitty too, just so you know.
The Irish are lovely people. I did a shoot last weekend for blood.ca, Canada's lifeline, and I interviewed a bunch of players from a Toronto-based Gaelic football team. Bunch of Irish who get together and they play in this league. It's very social, of course. The Toronto Gaels, their name is, and they were fantastic people. And they got together as a group and all donated blood. It was absolutely brilliant. So I've done my part to celebrate Irish Heritage Month, Jimmy. So stand down. Okay. So anyway, I got this email. We got this email on our various platforms here. I want to read it out here. Okay. It's it's really good. It's from Michael Geldreich, who's the president of the Lakeside Boys Soccer Supporter Society. Despite being literally told to go fuck myself in the opening minutes of today's episode, I enjoyed the show as usual. As per the reason why Dan Wong offered me the option to become self-amorous, let me be clear. It's not like the show is crap when Amy is not around. I have the utmost respect for all the hosts, their past accomplishments, and what they bring to the party. Some magic is lost when any of you are missing, but I do often feel that Amy's reactions more closely mirror my own, so I miss her when she's not there. I have zero expectations of this being read. Caught you out there, let alone on air. But as a faithful listener who drives around with a Footy Prime sticker on their van, I'd love the opportunity to discuss the show with anyone who'll listen, especially the cast producers, if they're interested in my unqualified opinions. Regardless, keep up the great work. Love how you're expanding and all the best. Thank you. That's a brilliant email. It is. Thank you so much.
And who was that again? What was his name?
That's Michael Geldreich. Forgive me if I'm mispronouncing it. It's what I do.
On X or Twitter, he's Micopedia. So I think that's who that is. And sweetheart of a person and good, great banter. So I respect you very much. And
I love that
go fuck
sentence.
Yourself.
Despite being go fuck myself.
So good.
Yeah. He's got a Footy Prime sticker. All this gear out there in these hats and we haven't got any of this stuff.
You know who we blame.
Sticker, we don't have a sweater.
Footy Prime Supporters nothing. Club. And Carrie Ryan, I sent her a logo and all of a sudden there's Footy Prime shit all out west. So we have to get on that is what 100%. We have to do. It's our fault.
We are working on it. There will be swag. We're working on it.
I do have to say, though, like Mike mentioned expansive or expanding, and I was on my regular hit this morning on TSN 690, and Footy Prime, unprompted by me, got a name drop.
Did it really?
Yeah, the host, Connor McKenna, was like, Amy Walsh, you're everywhere on Footy Prime, the podcast. And I almost swore. I said, Emma Hayes doesn't take any crap from anybody. I almost said shit on air. And he was like, TSN, that's what Amy. A podcast will do for you. And I'm like, yep.
That's true.
I find it weird, actually, when I listen to other shows and you're on them, Dubs, and in particular, the Three Questions, Montreal, and your co-hosts, your guests, incorrectly refer to you as Amy. It's really weird.
It's weird, isn't it? You're kind of like, who the fuck is Amy?
In fact, I had to explain to my mother-in-law why I'm Dubs. And I was like, Sharms can't pronounce shit. And then I made fun of him for it. And then he came up with really crap nicknames, and Dubs was one of them, and it stuck.
But it wasn't my mispronunciations that motivated the nickname. It was that Ames or Walshy sucked.
Whose dog is in the background right now?
That'd be mine. Uh-huh. I also have 7 13-year-old girls in my basement, and they just appeared to make breakfast. So I apologize if...
You're a creepy man. That's all I'm saying. Sounds horrible.
You're going to go there, Dubs.
Yeah, you should qualify that with the fact that you have a daughter. Please do.
It puts a lotion.
Yeah, I should say that. Yeah, my daughter and her friends.
That's
put
better.
Put the lotion in the basket. Put the fucking lotion in the basket. Sick bastards.
Wow. It is International Women's Day.
Goodbye. It is.
I've got lots captive today.
Nigel would be proud.
It's a flaccid 4 today as well, so we'll get to some of those later. Luckily, Craig wasn't one of those tasked with asking a question today, or as he was last week, which didn't make a difference because he wasn't ready then either. But we'll get to that. And also, this is exciting. We're going to have a live unboxing of Wonga's gift from a loyal listener, Dr. Jai. We can't wait to do this. That's later in today's show. I want to quickly touch on the news this week that Canada is playing the Netherlands.
Yep.
On June the 6th, this is the men's team, as the Dutch gear up for Euro, and hopefully Canada is gearing up for a Copa America spot. But still, Jimmy, these are the kind of games this team needs to play, right? A, it's a top nation. B, it's not CONCACAF. It's exciting.
It is. We definitely need these big games. It's a good test for us. It's the experience that we need. And the more games that we can get outside of CONCACAF, the better it's going to be. And that's not just for the men. It's the women as well. We have to play more games around the world outside of our region if we want to improve and compete with the rest of the world. Because as you saw, once, you know, with the national team, when we play these CONCACAF teams, yeah, we beat them. It's a little bit easier than what it is when we go and play these tougher opponents. So we need these games. And I think it's also going to be great for the next manager that's going to come in, whether it's Mauro, if he gets the opportunity to become full-time head coach, or the new manager. It'll be a good test for him as well to see the players that he has against a great opposition in the Dutch.
You reckon, yeah, Mauro will be, obviously, because he's been confirmed for the... Well, no, we don't know whether he'll be in charge by that point, right?
We don't know who's going to be in charge, so that's why it's great to have this match.
Yeah. Do you think this was this Kevin Blue? Or was this... It must have been in the works prior to that, you would think, right?
Well, I would imagine it would have been in the works prior to this, simply because I don't think Kevin actually starts until... is it the 12th or 15th or something? I think that's his official start date. I'm thinking.
I think it's right around St. Paddy's Day, Jimmy, speaking of.
Right, so there you go.
Month of the Irish, yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know if it was him or if he's had anything to do with it. But, I mean, with these friendlies, I mean, it does normally take a little bit of time to put together. So I'd imagine it was probably before Kevin.
If I was Kevin, though, I would allow the public to think it was him.
100%.
And to jump all over this and to claim it for himself, right? 100%. Yeah. Good start, right? A week in the job. Guess what, boys and girls? Dutch, Netherlands, Laronia. Yeah. Take that. Dubs, though, I mean, these games outside of Canada, obviously, in the perfect world, you play them in Canada, but the reality is that's not going to happen. You're not going to attract European teams to Canada on a very regular basis. Obviously, prior to the World Cup in 2026, there'll be lots of opportunity, I would think. But certainly not at this point. So having so many players based over there as well, I think as much as it's not the perfect scenario, we still need more of these.
Yes, 100%. And I think the way that the team performs in that game might dictate it, because yes, Canada is a more attractive opponent, I think, just because of more players playing in top tier leagues, and also hosting 2026. I think that's all part of it. But the way that they do against this team, giving the Dutch a meaningful opponent, other teams will be watching that contest to see how it plays out. So I think pressure will be on, as Jimmy alluded to, whoever the manager is at that point, looking at it and how it fits in terms of their preparation as they ramp up towards 2026, but also almost as a casting call of sorts to say we can perform against big names, and so we will get more games as a result. So I think there's a lot on the line in that game, because in the past, Jimmy, you mentioned it as well, Canada doesn't get these types of opponents.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And look, for players, I remember even when I was playing in England, when we had European matches, we used to love them. One, because it was such an easy flight for us. It was up an hour flight. We were there, landed, whether it was Portugal, whether we were in Germany, Spain. And then we knew we were getting great competition playing against some world-class players. And then it was a quick flight home. So for the European players, this is a great opportunity for them to test themselves against some quality players.
And do you think there's extra meaning? Travel. Sorry, what's Jimmy, that? There was that pregnant pause again. Do you think that there's extra meaning with the fact that it's on June 6th? Like anytime we played in the Netherlands, we were just adored because of, you know, the liberation of, you know, the Canadian soldiers of the Netherlands. And so I know it's not Liberation Day, it's D-Day, but there might be added significance with the date of the friendly as well.
And the Belgians love us. I think they love us more than the Dutch.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Do a little side bet on that, JC.
Yeah. Let's get Tony Bett to put a book together on that.
Who loves Canucks Canada more? Yeah.
Yeah. Who hates Canada the most?
Yeah, who hates Canada the most?
Yeah. Not many countries, right?
No.
Ecuador.
Right.
Yeah. Well, for obvious reasons, right, JC?
Sorry.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. Who does it? Does anyone hate Canada?
Why would you? We just sit there. We're a sitting duck in a pond. We don't do anything. Like, what are we going to do? If somebody attacked us, we're done. We've probably got a military that would last 2 days maximum because we have no ammunition.
We have allies, Jimmy.
We are in
trouble. We'll come to our defense as we come to their defense.
Hey, we've all had best friends turn on us, and we end up having a fight with them at some point, didn't we?
Speak for yourself.
Never rely on your allies.
And just to clarify Jimmy's comment,
it's a fan. A lot of times you just see your allies drift away and want nothing to do with you.
Just to clarify Jimmy's comment there, we've got a great, great military, very well trained, just sadly not enough resources given to them. That's the issue.
Hey, let's be honest. We know Jimmy's talking about York United when he says allies.
That's right. <straight. laughs> Talking about all of his professional relationships that have gone up in flames.
I'm going to call Jimmy for a job. Nobody.
I'm being realistic. We would be in trouble, wouldn't we?
No, I mean, we've got,
for the our That's army what? And our military that we have right now, yes, they're fantastic, but I don't think we have enough in the tank to.
That's why we're in NATO.
Unless we're picking a fight with the states, we don't need that though. Because
no, I think we do. I feel like I'm not a military guy, but there you keep your level of respect up. You can make changes if you have a military that affects change and works a certain way. And we were lucky enough back in the day to have that timing as peacekeepers. But we've got co-opted sometimes too. So we always have to be careful.
I agree with you, Wonger.
We're hated by anybody, it would be our neighbors to the south. Out of everybody in the world.
That's you. That's you and the rest of us.
How many of them are actually aware that we exist?
That's a good point.
Or hate them. Yeah. It's no good if you hate someone and they don't know it, right? If you're just an afterthought,
it's
you're
like irrelevant. You, Wonger, when you say your nemesis is Ryan Reynolds, like your nemesis has to know that
that
you exist.
Guy. Fuck you, Ryan Reynolds. Phil Foden. Yeah, it's always...
Hey, Phil, do you know that there's this podcaster in Canada that really thinks you've got a ratty face and he wants to punch you?
Yeah. Well, Mike Tyson's getting back in the ring. I'll get in the ring with Phil Foden.
I'm so excited to be fighting Jake Pauly.
What is that about, by the way? Jesus. Let's not continue our conversation about what a strong military brings politically to a country. Right. Probably not our area of expertise. We're going to really upset some people, I think.
Yeah,
it's probably a good time to start with Flaccid Four, don't you think?
Yes. Bam, bam, bam,
bam, bam. The hottest takes on the hottest questions from the hottest team in sports.
Come on,
this is the
worst. Oh, it disappeared.
Flaccid Four.
Footy Prime presents the
Flaccid Four.
Sorry,
not today, buddy.
It was breaking out.
Flaccid Four. Yeah. Okay, today's Flaccid Four.
Not tonight, honey.
No one is more flaccid right now, presumably, who knows, than Craig Forrest. And we'll see when he wakes up.
I disagree.
I don't know why he's flaccid right now. It's probably which way's north.
He's still sleeping in the background. This is great. I don't know why I find this so funny. It's amazing. A big lump on a couch and Craig Forrest ain't waking up.
Maybe he's okay, ever. Right?
I really think you should check him.
I don't know. Can you? He turned on the camera and clicked him into the studio for this record, but I didn't check on him. I just went, he looks like he's breathing. And then I came back upstairs to my studio.
He moved. I think I saw his leg move down.
That wasn't his leg.
It's a flaccid four.
Yeah, that's a big red.
You're like, Dobbs is like, good for you, Craig Forrest.
Right. Well, you keep sleeping, big man.
Do what they say about a 6'5" man, eh? Wow. Yeah. It might be if he wakes up and kind of wakes up, gets up, stretches, farts. Goes back to bed every brilliant.
Well, we've talked in the past about his formidable trunk. Maybe we weren't talking about his torso at all.
Yeah.
The redwood.
Jimmy, you've seen Craig naked a number of times. You tell us. No, let's not go there. Okay, so it's a Flaccid Four. Today we have Wongo, JC, and Jimmy asking the questions. Dubs, do you want to keep score?
No. Oh, okay.
Sorry, can you keep score, more importantly?
Are you asking about my math skills?
No. I'm very
it's
confident
international
in your ability
Women's
to add
Day charms.
Yeah,
women so can do math too.
Can you? You can think. Really?
Actually, I'm not so strong at math. I'm better with words, but I can do it. I can keep score.
Mm.
Got it.
Apparently, Dubs is great with words, eh? Well, good to know.
Yeah.
Better
yeah.
with words than numbers.
Mm.
Really? Mm. You're gonna fucking nitpick that?
Mm. I just nitpick.
Okay.
Let's all pat our own back. Let's pat our back for Dubs.
Where does the term nitpick come from?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm trying to see if the double birds gives me anything.
Oh, that would be good.
See, it's so cool. So again, this is. I think we discussed this prior to record, right? If you put two thumbs down, we now get rain on our little windows here, and thumbs up. And we get fireworks.
I had my annual physical and I had thumbs up my bum light yesterday.
Yeah.
How was it? Did you find any polyps?
I'm no polyps. Well, the reason they do that is to make sure that you're not too tight up there, that you're not swollen
Did anybody see how he did that? Right away he went to.
Oh, come on.
Right off the bat. Well, what they do is
speaking of picking,
those two sausage fingers.
Nitpicking, yes.
So I found out what nitpicking means. Hmm. Dan probably felt this yesterday. So nitpicking it started in 1950, literally comes from picking nits or lice eggs out of someone's hair.
Hmm.
Really?
Nitpicking.
So I guess because it's so meticulous, right? That's the reason it kind of works with.
So the overall, what I'm going to tell about this story is you get a small Asian man to be your doctor because his fingers are smaller and it's not as shocking. So, you know, you don't want a Forrest as your doctor going, hey, you're fine. You're fine up there.
Don't say gangsters.
Well, it was Dr. Gandolfini.
No, James Gandolfini as your doctor.
But one of the rubber gloves.
No, Doc, your ring's killing me.
That's my watch.
Yeah.
All right, Flaccid Four. Wonga, you want to start with this?
Sure. Last week or 2 weeks ago, I came up with the word, I created the word Schadenfreude. So, you know, it's not often that you get to create words, but I made this word up.
It's
German derivation. And it's the word means pleasure derived by someone from another person's misfortune. And the reason it came up was, honestly, the loss, the women's U.S. women's team's loss to Mexico. And I thought, who on this Footy Prime squad feels Schadenfreude? Because it's a feeling. And some people feel it and some people don't. And it has to do with other people's misfortune. So whose misfortune did you derive pleasure from? And I'm going to start with Dubs. It can be either a person or an overall entity.
I would have to say the U.S. It might be the obvious answer.
Specifically the U.S. women's national team, right?
Yes.
Or any U.S.
Yeah. And I would say for fear, not of reprisal, but of this being a soundbite, specifically Carly Lloyd.
Because you hate her.
I do not like Carly Lloyd.
Yeah.
And I think her commentary in order to bring down the current team, in order to lift herself up and to put her own self in the spotlight, I find just abhorrent. So anytime that she makes a misstep, I feel intense pleasure.
Was there an incident that
do you have a voodoo doll?
Anger with
no.
her?
Okay.
It honestly, during my career, I just respected her, but then it was the career arc that she went on after the fact where she became, it's interesting on the dark web the other night, Jimmy Forrest and I were watching the game and kind of texting, and there are a number of players on the U.S. women's national team. And this is held true across generations that have extremely punchable faces. And I say that with all due respect. But in French, there's a word, it's called haïssable. And the translation in English would be loathsome, but it doesn't quite do it justice. It's just really they have a face that you want to punch. And Alyssa Nair has that a little bit, the goalkeeper. It's just her aura and her swagger, and she did great well.
What the fuck is going on here?
I don't know. She did really well in the spot kicks the other night. She scored a goal, and then she stopped three shots. Canada was very poor. But I don't like her. But I would say Carly Lloyd.
It's that spectacular. Thank you so much, Dubs.
Supposed to be, hold on a minute. I'm confused. This is International Women's Day where women get together and power each other. And yet you're telling me I want to punch this woman in her face. I hate that woman so bad.
No, one is not related to the other. I'm talking about Carly Lloyd. I get intense pleasure from seeing her fail because of the way that she projects herself out into the world. But I was just talking about current players, whether you're a man or a woman, you guys know there's always these types where they might be accomplished at what they do or very talented, skillful on the field, but there's something about the way that they look and the way that they hold themselves or the way that they wear their hair or whatever it is that you're just like, oh, I don't like their face. I totally get it.
It's my Phil Foden. It's my, you know, Phil Foden's little haircut drives me crazy.
Yeah, but okay, you're basing that on a haircut. Dubs is basing it on a commentary and a personality, right? I think maybe you're a little bit more, I don't know, petty.
You hate the man because of his haircut.
I'll just say, though, like the U.S. women, Carly Lloyd, that is separate. And then like the punchable face thing, that was something different. That's not necessarily Carly Lloyd.
On International Women's Day, Dubs goes viral for her burn book. For her soccer burn book of U.S. women's national team.
Let's just cut this all out.
I give that an 11. I give that an 11. That was spectacular.
You got to give it more than 11.
15. 15 out of 10.
It was pretty good. To drop a name is gutsy.
Fire
it up. Jimmy? Who's your shot in front?
Do a fist. Does anything happen?
Oh, that would be good if that did. Jimmy, who's your shot in front? Who triggers it?
I never really had too many people that I hated like that in the game. But I think one would probably remember when I told you I couldn't get into the team at Bristol, and there was a guy that was playing at left back, Mickey Bell, and he was a great, great player. I had a great deal of respect for him. And I remember when he went down injured, he was out for a while, and I was secretly going, yes, fucking right. Yes. This is my opportunity now to get in there with this guy injuring himself. I hope he's not injured for too long, maybe 6 months or so. It'll allow me to get in. really settle into my position. But that was him. It was probably Mickey Bell, because he was such a good player, and he cemented that position. And I just could not get in. And the celebration that I had, and I was trying to keep it in when he got injured, because I knew that that was my chance.
So if there were cameras everywhere.
And I remember, like, everybody, you know, like, you're going into the dressing room after, and everybody's like, oh, going, are you okay? I hope everything's all right. And I was like, Dan, I hope you're okay. I'm walking away. Yeah, fuck you, yes. I'm in. I've waited for this moment. So that was my, that was me.
I like that answer too. I'm going to give it a 15, another name drop. Yeah. I love that. We're going to go Sharms. Do you have a shot in front?
Yeah, it's not nearly as personal as that, obviously, right? But growing up, the German national football team, I absolutely fucking despise because of the way they break England's hearts and just the arrogance of the footballers, from Rudi Völler, Lothar Matthäus, Oliver Kahn a little bit later as well. Just complete dickheads, it seemed like, but fantastic footballers, world-class footballers. But the arrogance and the swagger oozing from them because they knew how good they were. And we knew when they played England, they'd beat England. They pissed me off, as did the French rugby team in the 80s too. I fucking despised as well. There's a real rivalry between England and France. People don't realize that. I don't think so much over here.
It goes way back though, Sharms, the Germans and the French and the Brits.
Yeah. I thought after naming all those
players, I thought you were going to start going, and that general so-and-so and lieutenant so-and-so.
Well, what's the chant, Jimmy, in the England games? Two World Wars and one World Cup. But the French rugby team also were great in the 80s. Serge Blanco was this fullback. It was absolutely incredible. But they'd always, growing up, my memories of them beating England as well. And I loved, as you know, rugby growing up. And so I despised them too. So more I despised countries as opposed to individuals. So it's far more xenophobic, I think.
Oh, I think that's fair. I like that. I like the xenophobia. You did mention rugby, which isn't part of this, but it was personal. I'm going to come up with Jimmy and Dubs both had 15. On a scale of just hating more people, I think you're at a 20. I'm giving you 20 out of 10.
Really? I thought it less.
Yes. Holy shit. Well, I was going to, but I was going to. I love seeing Dubs and Jimmy's face when they lose in this. It's my shot in front.
And hating a people as opposed to person. All right,
shut up, Sharms. You got 20, okay? That's
okay.
Enough.
Okay, JC.
Honestly.
JC, who is your shot in front? Wait, is there like a voiceover guy that's your nemesis? Like, is there someone you sit there going, I hear that motherfucker on TV again.
I had a different one. But when you mentioned that, yeah, there was this guy, and I'll call him out.
Shamwow.
His name is...
Shamwow?
Yeah. That's his name.
Said it and forget it. Just remember that guy?
Ron Popeil.
These beautiful nuts. Yeah.
And then he covers his bald spot. Remember at the
with
same
the
time?
Spray on hair.
The spray guy?
Yeah. Ron Popeil.
Oh, good.
Yep. Ronco.
Sorry,
JC.
Oh, that's okay. That was more entertaining than my story. Well, okay. I'm going to go to my original one. When I was in middle school, they lined us all up in the quad to do a race to see who was the fastest in the school. So they said, on your mark, get set. And I got so excited. I just took off, but nobody noticed my head start. And I won by such a big mile. But this one kid, Duncan Meyer, he always suspected something was wrong. So then later in life, I found him. I was at a coffee shop and I ran into him. And then he was like, you cheated in that race. I said, no, I didn't. He's like, race me again and prove it. And I said, I choose not to run. But then the girl I was dating at the time, she worked for him, right? So he's like, I'll fire you if Jerry doesn't run. If Jeff doesn't run.
Jerry.
So then we had a race, and then a car backfired, and then I took off, and then I won the race, and Duncan lost again. And then, so smug son of a bitch. That's right. I cheat. Whatever. Anyway,
Superman theme song played at the same time as
it
you was were racing, and it Lois, was in slow motion.
And then Lois and I went to Hawaii.
All right.
One of my favorite racing.
I got to tell you something. What, just JC on that, when you're talking about racing, my cousin Mark, I think you guys met him. He was like that, where if we went to, you go to house parties or you're in a bar, and if you started having a little discussion, his big thing wasn't fighting anything. I will race you right now. And we'll go streetlight to streetlight, which was a good distance, maybe 40 yards. And that was his big thing. And I would always know if he was racing because the crowd would start leaving the party and going out to the street. And he'd line up like ready to go, and he would race people all night.
Was that he was know
who? Yeah, my cousin Mark. That was his big thing.
Do you know and who did how, that at my wedding?
That's how he got over people. What's that?
Melissa Tancredi did that with a guy that my husband JP has known his whole life.
Did she just call him out and said, let's go?
Yeah. Race. He's like, I think I'm faster than you. She's like, fuck you, you are. Let's race. So she took off her heels and they went out. We got married like right by the Richelieu River, yeah, which is just a stone's throw away from where we live now. And they raced outside on the grass. And it was the same thing. It's just all of a sudden half of the reception just left. And we're like, where the fuck is everybody? He's like, oh, Tank's racing Randy.
Did she win?
Of course she did.
Yeah. Amazing.
JC, I was going to give that because it was stealing from season 9, episode 14 of Seinfeld. I was going to give it a low mark, but it's the discussion that it added. So I'm going to give that an 18. So I think that was above 10, too.
Jimmy, we're getting
you know what? Here, if you don't want your kid to be successful, name him Duncan.
It's
name a famous successful Duncan.
What a donut.
Duncan Hines.
Is it one?
Duncan
Donut. Duncan Donuts is pretty piece. Very successful. Very successful. Yeah, stand corrected. Stand corrected.
What a dick.
Was that the Craig, first question?
Craig, Craig, what do you think of what's the Schadenfreude feeling for you? Who do you feel like with? I'm giving that a 27.
Maybe it's Shaka.
He's moving. I saw movement. Yeah. Craig. Craig. You awake?
Oh, wait. That's not his arm.
What's his arm doing?
Dubs really wants Craig to have a big Johnson. He really does. She'll be let down
if he's a shower.
If he's a grower and not a shower. She's going to be upset. She's going to go, Craig, 6'6" and full of fucking, you look like an ice cream cone.
Longer, you need to answer your own question.
Yeah.
Oh, I it's people that I dislike. And it's the Germans also. Just going back to me being born in Germany and then trying to get my German European passport. And I call up the German consulate in Toronto, and I say,
is your father German?
Is your father right? German? Yes. Is your father story. German? No, my father's not German. Is your mother German? No, my mother's not German. You're not German. And they hung the phone up on me, and I went, fucking right. I'm not German. Wow. I was just trying to game the system. I really was. I was just born there, thought they had birthright, and they told me to fuck off. And I actually, I whenever they lose, I feel good about things, except when they beat this maybe Canadian men's hockey team. I kind of like when we lose. We're so pompous. We don't like, I want to earn it, and not just because that's why the soccer men's and women's, we came up, came from the bottom and we're here. Men's hockey team, they won everything for ages, and there's this level of, oh, we're just going to win and play. And when we get cocky on the hockey rink, it makes me kind of happy that they lose. Sorry, Canadian fans.
I started off being really impressed with your answer with the German.
You don't get to answer. You don't get to do this. I'm doing my own. I get 32.
No, you don't get to. No, you don't get to. Okay, so you give yourself 32, and I'm docking you 20 for being not patriotic. You get 12.
Well, he's got so many countries in him, right? Yeah. You can't say he's not being patriotic.
Yeah.
Well, like the funny thing old is, were you when
first
you left
part of the question
Germany.
Was so good.
Oh, my family was there for 5 years.
Oh, so you're
my,
five.
Four of us. No, I was only there 6 months, but my whole family was there for 5 years. They were stationed there for 5 years.
Yeah. They were known
but
as
the
Vongers for a long time there.
We were the Vongers. We were on the Nice Vonger. Nice Vonger. She's my new favorite soccer player.
You have nice a very Vonger, nice yeah. Vonger. Yeah.
Like your father, very nice. I'm gonna take.
We have many ways of making you talk with your vonger.
Okay, JC, you're up next. JC's left. It's not.
You didn't notice.
Plus
all
four. Right,
you didn't even notice. You
let's get moving here, Jimmy.
I would love it if JC walked in the front door right now.
Right,
Jimmy. What is your question?
Oh, my question.
We're 45 minutes in, so let's get through these. We've got the big unboxing to get to still and footy picks.
Okay. Montreal's got a long spell away from home. What is it, 7 games, Dubs, before they get
Six
home?
6 games.
6 games before they get home. Toronto FC's been on the road for 2 games in a row before they get home. As a player, Dubs and
just Dubs. Dubs.
It's only to one person. Yeah.
You know, how much did you really look forward to that home opener? Whether it was university, Wonger, whether it was your varsity days, wherever, national team, playing at home, like, how much did you look forward to that home opener?
You going to tell somebody to go, or?
It was you. He said Dubs. I thought he said Dubs. No?
I would like Wonger.
Oh, my God, it was everything, wasn't it? It really, like, the culmination of the training into the first game where you're introduced, they call out your name. It was spectacular, first day. And then when you have a shitty first day, it's the worst. You're coming off and you're like, all your family's there. All of your friends are there. Your girlfriend who just became your girlfriend the night before shows up. There's all these great things about it, and then it's not always the easiest start. But when you win, it's fantastic. It is amazing.
Would you say that there was more pressure on you playing at the home opener than there was maybe being on the road for the first couple of games?
Yes, but to be honest, if you're a competitor, you'd love that. You don't shy away from that, fuck this, we are heading out and we're playing in front of 5,000-10,000 people. That's not a lot and comparatively, but there was always something so fun about it and so exciting. So yeah, I loved it.
Very good. Very good answer. 12. Dubs.
I would love to say that with the national team coming back home, it was this great adulation in packed stadiums, but it was not that at all. It was always fun to be in front of friends and family, but it was empty stadiums. So I think about Nebraska and I think about being in front of, it was maybe 1,000 people consistently. And then in 99, when we played Notre Dame, there was 4,500 people. It was a record at the time and just so much pride around it and a buzz. And it wasn't necessarily like that home opener, but it was just that feeling and that buzz and you just got up for it. So we played in college and NCAA, we have a Friday night game and then a Sunday afternoon game, whether you are on the road or at home. And the Sunday
the same,
game.
Sorry, Dubs, the same team, would you play them twice? Like, nope. Was it like, oh, okay.
It'd just be different. And sometimes it would be like a little tournament where you would get kind of, 4 teams would come in and there'd be like a round robin play, but it would always be the same sort of scheduling, same sort of format. But those Friday night games were just something. So we would get together in the afternoon. We'd be at the Hewitt Center, which was the athlete center underneath Lincoln Stadium, where all the athlete services were. And you'd, Karina would have like crab's legs on her plate. Like she'd gorge herself full of food. But anyway, you'd have your pregame meal and you'd have your meeting and then you'd go back to your apartments and then you'd show up at the game. And then you could just, there was just a palpable kind of feeling and anticipation about the event and underneath the lights and just coming out when you were announced and the crowd. And I mean, that it was all kind of part of it. It was layered into it and it would just gave you kind of goosebumps thinking about it. And I loved those Friday night games.
Did they ever have, is it the homecoming games where they have all the students out and it's like the big celebration for those matches? I remember going down to the States, I was scouting a game. And it was one of those homecoming events and it was packed, the stadium, and the atmosphere was absolutely crazy. I never experienced it before. Like a university soccer game. I was like, wow, it looks so much fun.
Yep. Homecoming was another really good one as well, but it was just regardless. I mean, obviously the home opener was something special or homecoming or these thematic kind of nights, but just underneath the lights on Friday nights was pretty unbelievable.
Nice. I like that. I'll give you 15 for that.
Yes.
Come on, Charms.
Well, here's the thing. Often my home openers were actually away games for me because I'd be picked for the other side. So I fucking hated them.
No, what about beginning of the season for broadcast? Well,
it could be the broadcasting. Remember when you were doing the Premier League and you knew you had that build up for that?
Okay, so that okay, it's very
cool. You had to do like what was?
Remember, you're being when you got paid to talk. Remember
live Premier League game at the Score, right? So that was exciting. Huge thing, right? I mentioned it before the story, how we won the rights. We bought the rights to the Premier League. And then within a day, we sold them back to Sportsnet, but we kept one game on the Sunday. But regardless, that's how I built a show called The Footy Show, right? This whole package around that game. Really excited. Did a really, really good show. It was pumped. I was so excited about it. Really proud. And then I remember I was driving... I think, what was it? I was driving somewhere for like a cross country the day after. And the entire time on my phone, I wanted to get the numbers. How many numbers did we bring in for that broadcast? I was so like, yeah, that's fine. The Premier League on the Score. This is huge. You know, can we get like, it must be like 200,000, which for the Prem is massive, right? And then I finally got the text. Yeah, 20,000. And I was absolutely like, are you fucking kidding me? After all that promotion, after all that hard work, 20,000 people watched the goddamn broadcast. Massive are war. You kidding me? From being rock solid, it was a hard out to a soft out in about 3 seconds. It was really disappointing.
Oh, so, that's hilarious.
No great stories from home openers.
I'm going to give you 15, Charms. I think
right.
More the face from... Adulation to total despair within a second.
I've lived a very mediocre life.
Jimmy, can you ask Craig what about his home openers?
Stacks. Hello. I'll give you there's a little bit of movement. I'll give him two. They see.
I guess I'll translate.
You had a build up for, and then you finally did it.
Well, okay, then I got to go. My first ever, my first ever TV show, which was Border Security. I remember the very first episode of the very first season. I was working at a bar, and I was playing it on a Sunday night, and it was so it was amazing to me. There was a coworker who got really mad at me, like, big deal, see you on TV. Who cares? I'm like, okay, whatever. But that's how I knew, like, oh, I think I made it. But just all those years of being in high school and getting kicked out of drama, like I tried to stay in drama, but every year they kicked me out because I couldn't stop talking. And I'm like, who's laughing now, Miss Saliga, you bitch? Happy International Women's Day.
Oh 20. My god, it's amazing.
What a great therapeutic day we're having today.
Isn't it? Right?
It's so good.
What's the common denominator here? Craig sleeping.
Craig's sleeping.
That's the reason. You know, I think today it's got to be a flaccid 3. We haven't got time for the 4. And the supporters said to me, they said, listen, don't worry about it if you can't get to it. But we have got one more still, right? It's JC's question, I believe, is it not?
Yeah. Yes. So,
no, wait, Canada... Jimmy didn't answer his own question.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I'll go quickly.
Math. I used
to, the home openers, I used to love them. But also, I was so nervous because that was a game that the fans have been waiting for so long to come out. The atmosphere was always electric. And it was the match where you kind of figured out where you kind of stood against the opposition, whether your fitness was where it should be or not. There was so much that was on the line for those home openers. And I remember being awfully nervous. And especially if I was on the road for a couple of games first, there wasn't much pressure because you were at home. And you're kind of a little bit more defensive the way that you're playing because you didn't want to concede. But you knew when you were at home, you had to be balls to the wall. You had to go attack and your energy levels had to be sky high. But it was I used to love just walking out the first day for a home opener. The atmosphere was just electric.
Sharms, it must be weird when we talk about this stuff and you never experienced it, eh?
Yeah. No, it just reminds me of my life. And having been surrounded by, you know, former professionals for a long time, I realized just how average I am. Good. So, yeah, thanks.
You do the scoring, Sharms. What do you give Jimmy?
I guess it's a good one. I can only imagine what that feeling's like to walk out.
Raps it about himself. He makes it all about himself.
15.
15. Oh, that was nice.
You're great, Jimmy. I agree.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/ACAST and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/ACAST.
Agree with you.
What up, Primers? It's JC, that guy. Don't miss a second of Premier League action only on FuboTV. Subscribe at FuboTV.com/FootyPrime. With Serie A, League One, and One Soccer 2, you can get it all at FuboTV.com/FootyPrime. Now, back to the show.
All right, that was it. Can you tot up the scores there? Oh, no. Sorry, JC.
Oh, me. So, Canada lost in penalties in a... just a shower of sorrow. Speaking of weather, what was the worst weather you've ever played in? Jimmy.
Sorry. I've played in crazy storms like that, especially CONCACAF, because you always get those tropical storms that come in. They're a nightmare. And then England, I had a few snow days. But I think the worst one wasn't me playing. It was actually me coaching. And it was against Toronto FC when I was at York. And the rain was ridiculous. It was one of the worst situations that I think I've ever experienced in my life. When you're playing, you can get through it. But when you're coaching and you're standing there, I went through 3 garments. Like I had skinny jeans on. And I remember at halftime, I couldn't get them off because they were
ripped the ass out of them as well.
No, that was my curling day. Right. But these ones, because they were so wet, I couldn't get them off. And I remember saying to Stoli, you gotta help me get these jeans off. And he's like, fuck off. I'm not going anywhere.
You just get Stoli to help you.
I was like, help me. And I was asking Stoli, like, you gotta take my jeans off for me. Help me get these off my legs. He's like, fucking no, I'm not doing it. I was like, Camilo, help, come here. Get these off my fucking legs. I can't get them off. I was like Ross, remember in Friends when he put the flower in the
pants? Or Jerry with Kramer trying to get the two-day jeans off on the couch.
But we changed. And then anyway, the rain was terrible. There's probably 500 people there. It was just the worst experience of my life. And that was at TFC with York. Terrible. I was drenched.
Jimmy, can I ask you a question? Do you get kind of turned on when you tell these tight pants stories with your friends trying to take your pants off?
No, you, because you guys can envision it because you see me with my tight pants.
What, we're gonna have to do that at some point, I assume.
Well, we are falling a lake.
It's gonna happen, isn't it?
We're gonna have to get them on.
I'm gonna give that a 19.
Oh,
love it.
That's very good. Dubs.
Okay. Mathing, tally complete. Okay. On the broadcast yesterday, I know you've all listened, Claire talked about the 2008 Olympics when our quarterfinal matchup against the U.S. was delayed for 2 hours because of there was hail, there was a storm, there was lightning on the pitch. Like, it was ridiculous weather. And then when we resumed play, the field basically looked like it did the other night at Snapdragon Stadium in San Diego. It was pretty brutal. But the worst one that I ever played in was up at UBC. So if you guys have ever played and trained up there, it's always its own kind of climate. And we played one time in January at a camp with the national team against like a U15 or U16 boys team. And it was snowing. And it was the wind was just blowing through there. It was so cold. And so it was really unmanageable, like any ball in the air. And that's basically what we were playing back in the day, would kind of get held up by the wind, almost like immobilized, and just drop down to the ground. And Karina at one point, and we actually played quite well. We contested this team. We sort of stood toe to toe with them, it like physicality wise, because that's what we're looking to do. Karina punted the ball and it got held up by the wind, and then a gust of wind came and it pushed it back behind her. And that was the lone goal of the game. It was a punt that went up in the air and it went up over her head and in for an own goal by Karina. And we lost the game 1-0. So I would say of a variety of poor conditions that I've played, and that was the worst.
That's awesome. I got to give that a 20.
Yes.
Yeah.
I can picture it.
The name
Happy
dropping too.
Women's Day.
Yeah. JC, the name dropping on Dubs today is fantastic. Sure, eh? She's going viral for all the wrong reasons today.
Yeah.
She's please, the syphilis of Footy Prime.
Thank you.
She's got her steel toe boots on today.
Yeah.
All those
names. The crabs. She's the crabs of Footy Prime. She's itchy and scratchy and creates polyps.
Craig, what's the worst weather you've played in, Craig? Oh, yeah? Is that right? You don't say. I'll give that a 7.
Yes.
Oh, it's great. Well, wow, what a story. Oh, he's moving. Is he moving?
Is he?
Oh,
no.
Craig?
I'm telling
you. If you're alive, Craig,
his lips were blue. Should I go talk to him? His lips were blue. When I
Okay, Wonger.
Oh, mine is easy. The year we won the Vanier Cup, we played a Bishops who was
You won the Vanier Cup?
Yeah, back that's my name drop.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
So back in the day when I was an athlete, I played on a team that won the Vanier Cup, and I was probably the 35th best player out of 40. So that's, but I had some sparks. Bishops was a juggernaut back then. They were this small little school in Quebec who recruited, and I'm not saying how they recruited because there's only 2,500 students, but they had a golf course there. We're not sure how they got all these great players, but I think you weren't allowed to give scholarships away. I think they were there on scholarships, even before scholarships. And we played in our conference final there. It was minus 12 and windy and snow covered, full snow. And it wasn't, it kind of felt like we weren't playing football. We were playing fun, running around, except everything hurt. So that was my worst day. And it kind of felt like the way the women US and Canada looked, where it wasn't football anymore. Like, it wasn't the sport. So it was, we won, but it wasn't like one of those great, hey, what a game we played. We were lucky to get out without hurting ourselves.
12.
Thank you. I'll take a 12.
It was good. So, there was no laughter.
It was long.
No, but it's because I wanted to parallel it with the yes. CONCACAF.
13. So,
OQIFC and CONCACAF.
Yeah, let's give him another one because he paralleled it. So it was good. Yeah. Thank you, Dan. We love you. Charms.
Thank you.
I'll try and be quick because no one else is on this show.
Nice playing.
That's not what my wife says. I'll be right back.
playing in Brampton, I think it was a number of years ago.
So when
ago,
I'm with my dad, so like, can I tell you about my dad and me? Sorry, James.
James has left the building.
Brampton a number of years ago. Now it was a hot, balmy summer's evening, and this strange fog descended upon the field before kickoff. Maybe it just sat there low, about 5 feet off the turf, right? So all you saw were these little heads bobbing around above the fog. And it's playing rugby. That's really dangerous because you can't see where the ball is, right? And then when the scrum were packed down, you'd see them all stand up, then descend under the fog, and you couldn't see them. So it was the most weird, dangerous thing ever. No idea who won. Can't remember much more about that, but it was really kind of cool just seeing these little heads bobbing around this field, and then suddenly, wham, someone gets smacked, and they die and descend under the fog, and we don't know if they're alive or dead.
That's amazing. 15.
All right, good.
I like that. I got one. I was playing Frisbee last summer, and it was a bit breezy out. That was a tough one.
Whoa, 20.
Yes. I was playing.
All right, Dubs, can you tot up the scores?
I can.
How's Craig doing? Is he going to be up in the
top? He hasn't moved yet, but he's gotten good scores.
He has.
No, he's not. He pulls up the rear with 9 points. And I was actually clinging to the lead prior to JC coming through at the end there. Our winner today, a flaccid four, is JC with 58 points.
All right.
Look what's raising up. Oh,
that's right.
I just seen a vape come out of his mouth.
Hey! He's alive.
Speaking of heads popping up above the fog, there's Craig Forrest.
Hey, Craig.
It's like watching my parents have sex.
Look at the vape.
I'm lurking too long.
There he is.
There's like Michael Myers.
You're right. Up.
So the volume is very low. If we have to yell at him, hey, Craig, you're on TV.
Come on over for the unboxing.
Craig.
Oh, look at him.
Fully clothed.
Oh, that's one.
Oh, yes. There he is. Belt's undone. Just walked right by.
Craig. He's going for a piss. He was going for a piss or a dump.
Oh,
this is going to be a Naked Gun piss. It's like one of those ones that go on forever, and he swears at himself. He's like, fuck.
No, he's got one hand on the wall, definitely.
Yes. All right, listen, we've got three big things to get to before we close the show out today. We've got a Looky Likey coming up pretty shortly. Mm-hmm. We have, obviously, footy picks from Tony Bear, and we have the unboxing. Let's end the show with the unboxing, okay?
Okay.
Let's start now with a JC. Are we ready for the Looky Likey?
Yes.
All right. Let's roll it.
Oh, wait, hold on. Yeah, there it is. And we're off.
It's Looky Likey.
Ever having a night. Trust me, just do it. Just look for Looky Likey. Brilliant. Brilliant fun. Love Looky Likey.
I forgot that it was the 70s music, JC. It's very good.
The best. Are the best balls.
I mean, love Sunday.
Just look for Looky Likey.
Here it is. Oliver Glasner of Crystal Palace, the new manager, and Jason Bateman.
Ooh.
Pretty so good.
The quality of photo you sent for Jason Bateman was
not great. Iffy.
I didn't realize how bad it was.
I don't know.
Oh, come on. It's pretty good.
Who threw that out?
Who threw this one?
Not me.
I did. It's pretty good. Come on.
Oh, jeez.
I go as far as saying it's uncanny.
All those white people look alike to me, so I didn't do it.
You go and watch Ozark over the weekend, right, and tell me that isn't Oliver Glasner. Okay?
All right.
I'll fuck you all.
Wah, wah. Flaccid four.
Flaccid
four.
All righty. Okay, so let's get to some...
James, you're eating the mic, bud.
Am I? It's because I'm.
What? Oh, now you're muted. No. Oh dear.
So don't touch your microphone.
Oh dear. There you go.
No, you come in and come out. I think this is real now. No, we can't hear you.
Can you hear me now? Yeah. Yay! Hey, all right. Good, good. Yeah. You don't want to know where this has been. Okay.
Stop touching it.
Yeah. Stop picking at it.
It smells a little bit odd.
Stop nitpicking.
All right. Time for some footy picks.
Are you ready?
Sure.
DJ Mellow D. It's footy picks. It's footy picks. It's footy picks.
On footy picks.
We're obviously coming off a big one, right? We were coming off a huge one, in fact. Well, we won.
Like Forrest.
Dollars last week.
Forrest has been gone for a while. I don't think he's peeing.
No.
okay.
I'm brutal. That's like such an invasion of privacy, isn't it? Videoing him sleeping. It's not
okay,
right.
Okay, so we've got two bets. We've got our supporters club bet, of course, and our own bet here. Okay, let's start with the supporters bet. $5 will win $41. We have Ipswich to beat Cardiff in the Championship. We have Arsenal to beat Brentford in the Prem. And I think for the first time, maybe the first time ever, an Irish league, because it is, after all, Irish Heritage Month. Sligo Rovers. Or Sligo. Is it Sligo? Sligo Rovers to beat Shamrock Rovers.
Ooh.
That one pays +275. Ooh, so, +732 your odds on Tony Bet for that little parlay there.
It's 8-1 odds almost, right? 5 gets you 40.
Sure, we'll go with that. All right, for our parlay, which obviously we're coming off a famous win last week, this is a big one for us, actually. I can't see how it won't come through. We have Wolves to beat Fulham. Who was that?
Yeah.
Oh, that's me. Sorry, I was looking at Wonger move as tiny Alphonse Davies.
Bournemouth to beat Sheffield United.
Bournemouth.
Sorry, Bournemouth. That's JC.
Please pronounce it properly. Bournemouth.
We have United to beat Everton. That was me. And it's always a gamble with Manchester United, but they're at home, and Everton's just in a world of hurt right now. TFC to beat Charlotte. That's one
that home opener. We're going with the we're doing it. We're going to get more. They're going to get more than 8 shots.
All right.
Atletico Madrid to beat Cadiz. That's Jimmy.
Yeah.
And Craig, he doesn't know this, but he picked Ipswich to beat Cardiff as well. We didn't touch Liverpool against Man City. I mean, that is some game coming up on Sunday. Also, Villa against Spurs. What a good weekend of games.
Yeah, but our community, our Tony Bet community pick, our charity pick, we have Liverpool 28.1%. Draw for Man City and Liverpool is 31%. But City winning the match is 40%, Charm. So we're going to put $5 down
on
City to win for charity.
Okay. Sounds good. Our odds, by the way, for the parlay, our odds +4,205. So $5 can win $215. Don't go, ooh, that's great. Doesn't mean we're going to win it. It means we're probably not going to win it. But still,
fantastic.
Pretty exciting.
It is exciting.
Pretty exciting. It is. Thank you, Tony Bett, for stealing our money every week. Except for last week, where we just bossed it.
We're up, aren't we? We're winning, aren't we?
We are, just about, yeah. We are. Okay. We are, because we had a couple of big weeks, but you lose $5 isn't very much. But you have a couple of $50 wins, right? Yeah, you're looking pretty good.
And that's overall, how you gamble. Yep. That's how you debate right there.
You go for the big win. Okay, let's get to it, shall we? So Wonga was sent a gift from a good friend of the show, Jaideep. I want to read an email that he sent just recently. I want to mention that it will be this Friday that we do the unboxing of the gift. He says, wow, so much anticipation. I hope it isn't a letdown for the crew. I've listened to the pod since the early days as a loyal footy show disciple. This is way back when. And I've really admired Dan's immersion into the game. His questions are earnest. His enthusiasm to learn is contagious. And he seems like a genuinely great bloke. Hence, I felt compelled to send him something. In any case, I look forward to seeing what you have in store and what to all you, and I want you to all know how much you enrich our lives by simply letting us into yours. Isn't that nice?
So nice.
Now, it's nice unless there's anthrax in the box.
I can't wait. Jaideep, I hope you're not going to poison me. I don't think you are, though. But I don't know yet. So
just
first
so you know,
of all,
Jenny, though, Craig Forrest is in the same house as Wonga right now.
That's right. So. It's a two. You get a two for one. So Jaideep also wrote a wonderful on a postcard with Sunny on it. So there you go.
Hyungmin
and
Son.
I can't. He's got writing like a doctor, and I think Jaideep is a doctor of some form. Dr. Jaideep. Yep. He also sent cutouts. I think there might be even stickers of number. Who is that? That's Alfonso Davies.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you. International Women's Day. No, you. Black History Month. Who's going to win? So who's this? Who's this?
Come on,
it is number 17. Who's number 17?
The new captain?
JF.
Oh, it's Fleming. Yeah. Jesse Fleming.
It's Jeffrey. Yeah.
Jeffrey Fleming.
I thought it was singing at first from back here, but it's Jesse
That's
Fleming.
Actually cool. That's going
and they
up,
have stickers, like, by the way. They're stickers. They're amazing, these things.
I'm yes. Hey, you. Let's win. Irish month of the year. Let's go.
Okay. I don't think it's black people against women right now.
No.
Only Wonga can do that.
Yeah, I know.
Being a little
the
bit of
only
all that.
Person that could do that.
I get to do it. You don't, you whiteies.
I don't think you can actually, really, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I don't think it worked that way.
No.
Just because you're not white doesn't mean you can have fun with other races.
Because you're not beige like I am. Beige, brown, and black people, we all have this thing where, like, yeah, we can say that. Just so you know. We've got our own club. I'm unpacking right now.
Can you put it on video so we can see?
Yeah. First thing. Oh, my God.
Oh,
Jaideep. Jaideep?
Oh, wow.
What the...
Is it a kit? Yes, my God.
It is a kit.
The Spurs Sunny kit. That's amazing.
Oh, my God. That guy's spectacular. And I love Sunny.
He's one of you.
You're going to look spectacular.
Jesus.
Try it on.
Jaideep, come out to our first event, which was planned for May. Yeah, it doesn't matter if I'm Korean or not.
You are, basically, though.
Well. And so much- a book that I started reading. Like that I've now started reading. He sent me The Club. That's fantastic.
What's that about?
How the English Premier League became the wildest, richest, most disruptive force in sports. Ooh, wow. I'm excited.
Who wrote that one?
Joshua Robinson, Jonathan Clegg. I'm going to read it. And just to make all publishers lose money, I'm going to read it, then pass it around to you guys without buying another copy.
No, okay. Okay. That's great. That's a freaking
idea. Thank you so much. It's a spectacular gift, and I am so grateful.
Yeah,
I
thank
admire
you,
people who admire us.
That's impressive.
Thank you.
I mean, in fairness, Jody, you got it all wrong. Like, Wonga doesn't deserve shit.
Yeah.
But still, we appreciate it on his behalf. And like Wonga kind of gave away there, we are planning. It's not planned just yet, but we're thinking in May we will have our first footy show event at a local drinking establishment here in Toronto. We hope it expands across the country at some point, but we are working on that right now. So that should be a lot of fun. And wherever you are, come on out.
I'm gobsmacked. This is amazing.
Yeah. That's sweet.
You look
that's
dashing. You got your patty hat on. You've got your sun jersey kind of draped all over you. You look great.
I'm doing it. And a book. Yeah. Who knew?
I wish that Dr. Jai had sent over a book about somebody living with a club foot. That would have been way better instead of just
the history
club.
Of the Montreal Impact.
Oh. Yeah. Oh.
By the way, great podcast this week, Dubs, on Montreal on three questions. We also have three questions for Vancouver and TFC. See, TFC was mentioned last there, Dubs.
No, I know.
People called me out for that text when, God forbid, Montreal was mentioned last.
Already a bias. Come on.
clearly. And the broadcast, of course, went out yesterday as well.
Let's talk about MLS box to box, why it didn't hit today.
Well, I don't know. I wasn't involved. So you tell me.
Well, no, it seems so that our guest...
With Paul Dolan.
Yeah.
Paul Dolan's audio was not working.
Mm-hmm.
So okay. We'll have to revisit that one.
Mm-hmm. But yeah. Craig and Jimmy were there.
They were.
You guys could have just talked for...
That's what I told. I told Craig after. I go, why don't you just talk?
We
could have done that.
Craig has not reappeared, by the way. Still, he went out of frame and he's still not back. He might be plugging up your washroom right now. I'm going to just see you
smoking a giant fatty on my deck, I would think.
Probably what it is.
I would also just like to add, Charms, before we leave, I posted a clip of Jessie Fleming because in that game, she was one of the bright spots against the U.S. where she seemed to have a personal goal of trying to nutmeg every single member of the U.S. women's team. And there's a clip, it's 7 or 8 seconds, where she shields the ball, bullies Alex Morgan off of it, and then nutmegs Lindsey Horan. And then, like, both of them just look at each other, Horan and Morgan, are like, hands up in the air, like, bad body language, and you love to see it. And Rhonda and somebody else on Twitter, because I requested that circus music and sound effects be added at the moment of the shield and the moment of the nutmeg, and people came through for me. So thank you, Rhonda, and somebody else who was like a mutual friend put like circus music in the background. It's brilliant.
Was it
yeah, that's one of them. And then I had done like the, you know, like the tin whistle or whatever it is that they use.
Is that what you did?
I found like a GIF. It's like Sean Hayes doing that. And I said, can someone add sound effects like this to it? And then Rhonda actually did 2 mock-ups.
Oh, that's awesome.
So there's like 3 versions of it that I can choose from. So it's lovely.
I added some of our supporters club's artwork, by the way, to the supporters page on wearefootyprime.com. So I updated that. And there's some more blog entries on knee jerk reacts there from this week as well. So
yeah, and go ahead and subscribe. Subscribe to YouTube too. Mm-hmm. And subscribe on Apple, Spotify, whatever your platform is, so we can keep growing and keep giving you this intentionally awesome content. Because that's
we're putting more content on all platforms right now, and there will be more and more as we move forward. So yeah, thank you everyone for joining us. Thank you to Fubo TV, fubotv.com/footyprime. Thank you to tonybet.ca. Thank you to Dr. Joy for making our Wonga's Day. That is a sweet, sweet shirt. We're back on Monday morning to recap the goings on from this past weekend, including, of course, the big one, Liverpool against Man City, maybe a tile decider. Sorry, Arsenal fans. All right, till then, here's for listening. Bye.
This episode of Footy Prime has been brought to you by Fubo TV and by Tony Bett. Make sure to subscribe to Footy Prime wherever you get your podcasts and follow us on Twitter at @footy_prime and on Instagram at @footyprimeig. And visit wearefootyprime.com and sign up for our newsletter.
Yes, hey, Craig.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.